Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of PSCU's virtual member forum and in the faster payments session put on by Mr. Lou Grilli and Mr. Dan Gonzalez of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. Lou and Dan talked about, or in this, at least in this clip, they talked about why real-time settlement is increasingly important today. So check it out.
And I find that many people that I like anecdotally talk to have the misperception that they've had real-time payments all along, that settlement has always been instant. When you pay at a terminal and you insert your credit or debit card, that seems pretty instant. You get notification and you walk out of the grocery store with your groceries. When you send somebody money using Venmo, both parties get instant notification that the money's been sent, and it seems real-time to everybody. Can you talk about why real-time settlement, and for that matter, 24/7 real-time settlement is increasingly important.
Yeah, you're right. And I, you know, Lou, I kind of like to reference to what I call synthetic real-time or synthetic instant payment. So you mentioned a lot of the capabilities that are out there in market today, but really what we're talking about here is a payment process whereby not only does the movement of the information, so getting the notification of the payment, the transaction happens at an instant speed, or you know, generally seconds. We're also incurring or having the settlement happen at the same time, which means that the money is moving not only between individuals' accounts or members' accounts, but it's also moving between the financial institutions at the same exact time. So it eliminates settlement risk, which means that the financial institution has gotten confirmation that the monies have moved. Some of those other systems that you mentioned have settlement that occurs either hours or days later, which potentially could have some type of a settlement risk attached to it. But in this case, because the monies are moving instantly, not only between people's accounts, but also the financial institutions that the transactions are occurring between, it allows the financial institution then to make those monies available instantly to their members. So in this case, a credit union could receive a transaction, and within seconds, a member would be able to come into a branch and take out money, go to an ATM and withdraw it. So we are talking here in this case of a new payment process generally. So we do have some in market today, but not widespread, but a payment process whereby everything is occurring instantly and folks have instant availability to those funds and be able to use them for other purposes.
Thank you very much for that information, Lou and Dan, and stay tuned for more coverage of PSCU's virtual member forum here on CU Broadcast.